This is Logan Sekulow. Joe Biden's White House press secretary already openly mocking the military.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
May I quickly ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping or keeping the scope of Space Force?
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that.
And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising, online good time radio show takeover of Sekulow. I'm Logan Sekulow, joined with my buddy Will Haynes. We do the Logan Sekulow reprogram over on YouTube, and today we're taking over for my dad and brother. They're out on assignment, if you will, and you can find them. You know, make sure you follow where they're doing. They're doing good stuff over there. But today we're talking about, Will, already some fun stuff. I don't know if you've been watching the Biden administration's White House press conferences,
press
daily,
yeah,
press
daily briefings.
You know, they were a whole lot more fun before, you thought. But you got to look for the nuggets, because before you had your Sean Spicer, your Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you had Kayleigh McEnany. You had these, you know, people out there with a lot of information and a lot of passion, a lot of fire. Now you have Jen Psaki out there, and she makes a statement to, you know, just yesterday about something that we all know is near and dear to my heart, and that's the formation of the United States Space Force, which, if you don't, and I will say this to my liberal friends, and my liberal friends listening, I cannot fathom the idea of why you think this could be something we shouldn't have. If you understand how your phone works, if you understand how technology works,
if you've seen anything about cyber attacks and things like that, like, recently in the news, this is good.
We're not only talking about going to space with rockets and getting into Star Wars style battles or Star Trek kind of exploration. We're also talking about protection of many things.
If you're not for, like, active boots on the ground wars,
yeah,
this should be the branch of military you're most excited about, because it operates things like the nation's GPS system, missile warning,
right,
satellites, things that actually are more defensive in,
yeah,
nature than an aggressive military type branch.
And just little things. I mean, there are many, like, let's say a gas station. You go to a gas station, you put in your credit card in the machine. In your head, sure, that's connecting you to the, right there, it's just going to, like, the inside of the Shell station. Well, and a lot of those, not all, but a lot of them, no, your credit card's going up to space, up to a satellite. The information is going to space, getting that information and back down. So guess what? That satellite goes out. No more fossil fuel for you, because we've knocked out the whole systems. And look, we've seen issues like that happen before. So I never will understand the general hate and distaste for the idea of the Space Force. I think people get stuck on the name because to them it sounds goofy. However, the Air Force, I'm sure at one point, sounded goofy as well. But let's hear. This is specifically a reporter asking about what the status is of the Space Force. As we know, there is a call to defund it and get rid of it. Which is, again, just purely insane. If you're an intellectual, smart person, if you even could stop and think for 3 seconds why this is needed, regardless of administration. Let's hear, though, from that White House press conference.
May I ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping or keeping the scope of Space Force?
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that.
I mean, double insulting on it. Goes doubles down. The first time you hear it's, I don't know, Space Force. Wow.
Mocks it as though it's the same as when they ask questions about painting the Air Force One plane a different color scheme.
Yeah.
That's what she equates an entire branch of the military too.
Yeah, and then tries to back up and then goes, I don't know, you know, I don't even know who our representative is.
Our point of contact.
You know, you probably should. I feel like that's on your day one, page one. Here's your contact.
My boss is the commander in chief. Maybe I should make sure I know who the branches of military.
We got 10 seconds. I want you to call in 1-800-684-3110. Disrespecting the military right off the bat, less than a month in. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
To the Logan Seculo reprogram takeover of Seculo. Again, I'm here with my buddy Will Haynes. We're breaking down sort of an insult that came in from Jen Psaki, the current press secretary.
I like how you said current, because presidents typically go through several press secretaries.
Yeah, maybe not as much as, I feel like Sean Spicer set the standard. Before that, I mean, you had like an Ari Fleischer here and there. You knew a few people. But you're giving me a shrug.
Well, I mean, Robert Gibbs at the very beginning of the Obama presidency was very well known because he would joust with the reporters quite a bit. He was whimsical, almost similar to Sean Spicer in a sense. But then they got progressively
duller.
More boring.
Yeah, progressively duller.
Yeah.
And then you had, obviously, we had 4 years of top-notch jousting going on, and a lot of information. And this, you know, you got to give people time to get settled into their new role. But, you know, maybe there are some no-nos on the list. And maybe one of the no-nos is don't insult active members of the military. And that's exactly what the Space Force is. People want to goof around about it. Say, look at that flag. I can't believe they used the Star Trek emblem that actually was our logo in 1960 for the just the Space Command.
Right.
Which then Star Trek took upon itself. And then we've just also reused. But regardless of if you want to just listen to the fake news headlines, regardless of that, maybe just be a little more respectful when you know there's a lot of people who are not only joining the Space Force right now, there are a lot of people who are being transferred to the Space Force, as well as recruiting going on for a branch of military, a new one that we haven't seen in our lifetime. We haven't seen a new branch of military like this. And to just come out because it's a Trump-created project.
Right.
Debatably.
Well, and that's part of the problem here as well, is you know that the disdain that you're saying, well, there's probably a deeper level of disdain there as well. But the top level disdain is that because it came to fruition during the Trump administration, and because President Trump was really proud of it, he was very proud of the accomplishment of getting Congress to work together to get the Space Force across the finish line. Because it did go through Congress, and it was pretty well supported on both sides of the aisle. Yep. But even people like Congressman Jim Cooper, who we're not a big fan of, he's from Tennessee in the Nashville metropolitan district in Tennessee.
Yeah, not a fan.
But he's been calling for this for years, of wanting the creation to take the budget item that is the U.S. Air Force's Space Command, which is a very smaller subsection of the Air Force, moving it to its own branch so it can continue and grow the mission of protecting United States through things like satellites, early warning systems and helping navigate intelligence through the other branches as well.
Well, we know the Obama administration was famous for their disdain for not just a lot of things in the military, but for a disdain for space.
Right.
You saw really the end of NASA. You saw the end of the shuttle programs. You saw a lot of that under the early days of the Obama administration.
And there were people out there that were major scientists that were liberal in their politics, but were very much against the moves of the Obama administration.
And a lot of them praised President Trump for saying, no, we're going to go back. We're going to go to Mars. We're going to start working at this. Because we also know that space exploration gives a lot of hope. It gives a lot of unity. You preach unity. One of the things that does bring people together typically is exploration. However, it got politicized last time around. Look, you can't say that anything that President Trump did didn't bring with him a bit of disdain from the media. So he said, we're going to start a space force. Again, I think if this was created by the Biden administration, if this was created by the Obama administration, it would have been highly praised because that's just the way it works. But because this was something created under the Trump administration, it becomes a political move. And it's very sad because this is something we really desperately do need. I've talked to a lot of military professionals, talked to a lot of people who are serving actively on it and saying, look, if we're not looking to the stars of what's going on out there, and I'm not talking about aliens, you can find that on my other show. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking specifically about how we deal with, like you said, satellites and how we deal with other countries coming in. I know that we had clips from Marco Rubio before who said, you know, some of these things we better hope are aliens. If not, we have highly sophisticated military level that we don't even understand. Technology well beyond the United States.
That we have no intelligence on. We are way behind the ball on.
Floating above our military bases. So why wouldn't you have a branch of the military that is there to at least get the foundation going for this type of thing? But when you actively get it mocked by people, high level people, because this is, if it's coming from her mouth, that means it's coming from the mouth of the White House.
Right.
That they have a disdain.
She speaks for the president.
Yeah, that they have a disdain for this specific branch of military. And again, a lot of people who are involved in that. It's very sad. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a very interesting turn in the world of press. Because we know that, like you said, it was a highly contested 4 years of brutal back and forths, whether it was through Sean Spicer or Sarah Huckabee Sanders or Kayleigh McEnany or any of the others that were involved in that situation. Whenever you got in that room, you know, with the blue drapes and the logo, you knew stuff was going down. However, now, a report came out this morning, and this kind of ties into this. You can laugh it off and go, okay, she made a mistake. She didn't necessarily mean it. She just thinks Space Force is some goof. There are reports coming out from the left and the right, and really hard left journalists, saying that within the press briefing, they are actively asking you to submit your questions ahead of time if you are a journalist, to get your, you know, pre-screen your questions to maybe make it, which means you're only going to be picking the people that you want, not just friendlies in the audience. Look, I can't say that President Trump didn't do the same, where they'd clearly, occasionally, you'd be like, oh, right side broadcasting, or you'd hear Newsmax. You'd hear those things. Obviously, going to CBN News, going to more friendlies. But they didn't necessarily know what they were going to ask. This is what they're asking is, can you submit what you're going to ask so then we can take it, screen it, and decide whether it's worthy of the American people, or do we have an answer that they're going to like? And if not, hard pass.
Right, and kind of the entire purpose of the White House press briefings is so you can get that more unfiltered back and forth between journalists. They can press the administration on issues. It's supposed to be an antagonistic setup. Like, the press that go in there are supposed to be asking tough questions, and the administration's supposed to be ready. And you used to see, it was impressive when, like, Kayleigh McEnany would have a binder that she would know, oh, I know where to go.
Yeah,
like,
almost as big as her.
Right. Her grasp of the facts were very impressive. But what we're seeing here, and you mentioned this is both right and left, it rose to the level where the White House Correspondents Association, and they raised on a Zoom call. Now, that's the kind of the governing body, almost like it's not a union, but almost the union for the people that cover the White House. Yeah. On their Zoom call, there were reporters saying, hey, we need to raise this issue. They are asking for our questions in advance. And so much so that the White House Press Association said, push back, tell them no. Do not give them your questions in advance. And then they also put in this, the White House put out a statement because they were asked, hey, we're getting reports from the press that you're doing this.
Yeah, I have a feeling that question will get snuck in.
Here is the most spun answer I've ever heard.
We'll circle back to it.
Our goal is to make daily press briefing as useful and informative as possible for both reporters and the public. Part of meeting that objective means regularly engaging with the reporters who will be in the briefing room to understand how the White House can be most helpful in getting them the information they need. So what they're saying is, we're just trying to make sure we've got a good answer instead of saying we'll circle back.
All we're saying is we can dish it, we just can't take it.
Right.
I mean, that's just the truth. And look, that's true for all you Twitter trolls on both sides. You can dish it, but you can't take it. If you're going to stand up, make these big positions, you're going to make fun of the military, you're going to call people out, you're going to go out of this situation. Look, when the Daily Beast and the Daily Caller are both calling you on the same story, that should speak volumes, okay? I mean, that is an insane thing. When you have Ben Shapiro and whoever it is runs the Daily Beast, I don't dignify them with names.
Ben Shapiro's not at the Daily Beast.
Ben Shapiro of the Daily Caller, right? No. No?
No, that's Tucker Carlson's outfit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson, what's his? What's
I believe it's the Daily Signal.
No, this is here. Daily Wire.
A lot of dailies.
You know
so
what?
Many dailies.
First question for the press. You're multiple times a day. Let's get rid of the dailies. Because they're all confusing in my head.
It's like you're putting out one edition.
Okay, you have Tucker Carlson, which I would even go maybe more extreme. Tucker Carlson, and then on the other hand, you have the Daily Beast saying, this is not how the media should be run. We can't be pre-screening our questions before the White House. This is not how this works. Now we're going to go in the next segment to some pre-screen calls. Because guess what we don't have here, Will? We specifically are not the White House. I will take only the calls I would like to take because this is a radio show. And I know I just was waiting to set myself up.
You are not the president.
Not yet.
Not yet.
People have called for it.
You got plans. Yeah.
You know, there's
big plans.
I think I have 3 to 6 votes, maybe.
3 to 6.
3 to 6. You know,
you're eligible to be president now, though.
Is it 35?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah. So next time around, I'm going to wait 4 years, maybe 38.
You could have run this last time, though.
Oh, well, no.
No, you just have to be 35 by inauguration.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? Someone should tell me these things.
Sorry.
Should put that in the notes.
That's my fault.
This is why I ask for a list of things. Bullet points. All right. We're taking more calls. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Thanks again for supporting the work of the ACLJ. Check out what we're doing over there. Some really great stuff for some news that's happening this week. Take a look. ACLJ.org. And again, I'll give you that phone number one more time and a little bit slower, as they say. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
To the Logan Seculo Reprogram Takeover, a Seculo, formerly known as J Seculo Live, currently known as Seculo Radio. And if you look at our graphics, Seculo, but our graphics, the Logan Seculo Reprogram, it's a, you know, it's a bit of a mess. This is called a transition period, Will, where we try to figure out what name I'm supposed to call it.
Right.
But we're going to have some phone calls. A lot of people have called in. They want to talk about the Space Force. Some people said I need to do a whole show on the Space Force. If you want to hear a lot more on the Space Force, Will and I do the Logan Seculo Reprogram, and whenever there's Space Force news, we cover it. Whenever there's news going on in the world of space, we cover it. So, you know, that may go a little bit beyond your normal tastes, but you can find that over on my YouTube channel. Just look for Logan Seculo or directly youtube.com/Logan Seculo Reprogram. I'll be there signing executive orders like Joe Biden.
Well, you are running for president. I am, we just found out in the last segment of the
show. I'd like to beat his record. You know, because I think he's done, what, like quadruple the amount that any other president has in their last six presidents in the first few weeks.
First weeks,
you know, first executive order. We did watch a clip where, you know, he referred to President Trump as the current president. He had to backpedal and he's coughing when he's talking about health. It was very odd. The whole thing is very uncomfortable. There's a lot going on there. You can find that on the internet as well. You should look it up. It's fun to watch. Let's go to some calls. People have been holding for a while. Let's go to Jerry. I think Jerry's right. Jerry, you're in Rhode Island. Beautiful Rhode Island. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hello, how you doing, team? That Miss Psaki, I'm surprised that working for a president whose son died serving his military, I'm surprised she made such a callous statement. But she's an example of people who don't understand the lessons of history. Technology changes fast. 10 years ago, I didn't know these kids playing video games would be piloting drones making strikes overseas,
right,
from Oklahoma or wherever. She just doesn't understand. That's how fast changes. If you know your history, General Billy Mitchell proved you can bomb Pearl Harbor in 1929, but he was ridiculed for it to the point at the time Pearl Harbor was bombed, he was in retirement as a lieutenant colonel. They said, oh, you were right, and they named the B-25 Mitchell after him after he was dead. So yeah, she just doesn't know history.
Jerry, I think I want to touch on both of your comments here, because I think you're absolutely right when it comes to technology being laughed at or the idea of space being laughed at, because these people don't even understand how much you're currently, as a human being on this earth with a smartphone and with all things, how much you are interacting with something or interacting with something that is interacting with space, that is outside of our atmosphere. A lot more than you could even possibly imagine.
As well as the technology that was developed by the space program that is now common civilian use.
I mean, even the technology that we then could see her talking is only because originally. Now, obviously, it's expanded now, but think about how many things are via satellite back in the day. Now, we want to specifically talk about the first part of that comment, Will, which was, you'd be surprised this would come out of someone who, you know, whose president is so tied to the military specifically. I don't think you would hear this kind of rhetoric come out of Joe Biden's mouth, but they don't think of the Space Force in that way.
Well, I also think part of the problem is, and it's what we've talked about on the Reprogram for quite a while now, we've talked about it on J Seculo Live, Seculo Radio, is that the president himself, Joe Biden, probably does not have the same disdain that we're hearing coming from Jen Psaki. That we know that his story with Beau Biden and how closely he's tied to the service of his son, that's a big part of his story. And I don't think anyone has necessarily gone after Joe Biden as being someone who's not pro-military, pro-troop. But the converse of that is that we've seen him bringing in Obama-era staffers, people that worked for him and for President Obama for 8 years in Washington. Jen Psaki was the press secretary for the State Department.
Right.
And then at the very end of the Obama administration term, before she took her job at CNN for 4 years, was the White House. She was the very last White House press secretary. So she's not new to this. All of this facade that we're seeing of her not being good
prepared,
at that, not having the questions, she's done it for years, for 8 years.
Well,
this
I think
was
some
her job.
Of it is just knowing that if I say this, they'll leave me alone.
But what we're seeing is that the disdain that was pretty prevalent and known pretty widely within the ranks and the non-necessarily appointed positions of the Obama administration, people that were just hired for these jobs, these political jobs, that they did not have this high regard for the military that most of the country has and that we need because of what they do and what they sacrifice for us. And you're seeing that come out in just the way she reacts to something that she thinks is a joke when it isn't. It's the United States military and it's protecting us.
Right. And look, if you know what we're talking about or you're just tuning in right now, I'll play the clip in the next segment. So we come back, we'll reset at the half hour mark. So you'll hear that coming up. If you do have a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from your thoughts on this, not only this disrespect of the military, what we can do to bring more respect, what we can do to bring more respect to something like the Space Force. That's an interesting question, Will. When Trump era things were good and really should have been praised on both sides, like something like the Space Force, the creation of the Space Force. However, it comes with a label of creating the Trump administration. Therefore, it's not appreciated. It's taken as a joke or it's taken as something we should get rid of. Even when there were positives, we can say there's been positives in all administrations. There's always something you can look at. Usually you'd say, well, that one thing. But because it has the Trump stain on it, if you will, right now, to these people, not to me, but to the people who are there, that overcoming that may not be, not just for the Space Force, but for anything positive. Overcoming that will be difficult because it's easy. I see the way people treat the specific creation of the Space Force. You see the way celebrities talk about it. People who are really the people who are the driving forces of, you'd think, science and, you know, and honestly, the SpaceX and the Elon Musks and some of these haven't really done a lot of favors for some of those people because a lot of people do not like those guys. These billionaires who are creating commercial spacecraft and are doing stuff in the private sector because the whole NASA, you know, thing was, I don't know, defunded and destroyed by the Obama administration and honestly some from the Bush administration as well. But, you know, this is something that has had a lot of issues and how are we going to overcome this? And I think that's something we need to talk about. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Yeah, so we only have a couple minutes here left. I was going to, do we have time to play this, Will? Did you want to play a clip here?
We'll do it in the back half.
Okay, stay tuned. We got a lot coming up. Again, these are when these things kind of touch, you know, home for a lot of people. When you're not only in disagreement with someone, I mean, disagreeing with a political party, we're not going to have a lot of great things to say for the next 4 years. We're going to have a lot of disagreements. We are. It's just going to be the truth. We're just going to have a lot of disagreements. But we can all typically agree that, you know, making fun of, poking fun at, being, you know, lighthearted and almost dismissive of an entire branch of the military, people who have essentially volunteered their lives to protect your country, not a good move and not a good look. Not a good look coming out of the White House on whoever's the president. Not a good look. And we need to always push back when this type of thing happens. Also, not a good look to call for the freedom of the press and to be, you know, to, after, you know, being mocked for saying this is fake news, you can't say it's fake news, you got to have these people fact check and you got to have all these things, to then you do it yourself and to come out with a statement like, oh, we're just gonna instead pre-screen all of them, they're gonna go through a filter and we're gonna pick what we'd like the American people to hear. That's not the way this can work. That's where we have to push back unilaterally, push back, not unilaterally, together. We got to push back together and say, this is not the way things are supposed to work. We have another half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live, the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover Sekulow. You can find it online if you don't get in your local station. That is on ACLJ.org, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all the accounts. They're all broadcasting live right now. We'd love to have you for another half hour. And give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. And while you're at it, support the work of the ACLJ. That's at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. The Reprogram Takeover. Jay Sekulow Live.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
We will fight.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome back to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising online good time. It's the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover of Sekulow. You can find it on all of your favorite podcast players, all of your favorite online streamers like YouTube. We post more also on Rumble. You can find this show that we do quite regularly. We don't just take over Jay Sekulow Live and Sekulow Radio. No, we do this ourselves, Will and I, and you can find that on the Logan Sekulow channel on YouTube. Just search Logan Sekulow. Pops right up. You see me in the headband. People are saying, Will, why the headband? And I say, because then you know it's me. It's a trademark, baby. That's how it works. Now, also, I got a big forehead. Two truths. Two truths there.
Less makeup has to go to cover the sheen if you have a headband on.
That's true. I don't wear a lot of makeup. But when I do, it's usually, a little bit more cool.
Oh, you're talking about like face
Kiss makeup. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's usually what I'm wearing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a clown makeup.
Well, it's similar. Similar. we got to reset here, okay? Look, it's the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. Things get a little loosey around here. We're going to go resettle in. If you're just joining us right now, we are talking about press briefings that are going on in the White House.
That's right.
Two things. One, military insulted already because they're labeled the Space Force. So when asked specifically about the Space Force, let's hear what they had to say. Let's go to that bite. So you're going to hear a reporter first, followed by Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary.
May I ask whether the president has made a decision on keeping the scope of Space Force?
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question. I am happy to check with our Space Force point of contact. I'm not sure who that is. I will find out and see if we have any update on that.
So you go. We'll see if we have a little update. I'll see if I can figure out who the representative is of this fake organization that you call the Space Force that's been openly mocked for no reason. For no reason other than it's associated with President Trump. Again, I cannot for the life of me fathom why you would not want this. Like, genuinely, I'm looking at all of you in the camera. I'm looking at you going, why do you not want us to be protected when there is so much going on around the world? And I'm not talking about around the country. Sure, there's stuff around the country. But when so much of our lives are being controlled by things that are currently in space, whether that be satellites or the way things are happening, and there's so many adversaries who aren't necessarily going to come and do, like one guy said about the bombing of Pearl Harbor, it may not be that kind of attack. But when so much of this is also in the cyber realm, it can get very, very quickly, very bad. I mean, we saw what happened in the Nashville area, Nashville bombing that happened on Christmas Day. Now, this was just, I'm just talking about technology. Obviously, it doesn't have to do necessarily with space, but kind of does. One building was temporarily or rendered temporarily gone because they blew it up. And most of our phones and internet and television gone.
For three states.
For days.
Yeah.
For days. And you don't understand until you haven't had it for a while how much you're reliant on those things. And that is where things could get very sketchy very quick. Imagine your phone all of a sudden not working. And what that would do to society right now. I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing that we're so reliant on these devices. However, it's just the fact. It's just where we are. It's how money is transacted. It's how so much stuff is happening. To me, this is the number one place we should be putting our military effort even somewhat.
Well, and this is from Representative Mike Rogers from Alabama. He's the ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee. And he said this statement. He said, it's concerning to see the Biden administration's press secretary blatantly diminish an entire branch of our military as the punchline of a joke, which I'm sure China would find funny.
Right.
The Space Force was passed with near unanimous support in Congress. The same type of unity President Biden is supposedly working towards.
Yeah, I think that says volumes. That's exactly what we're saying right here. This is something that is bipartisan, but you're making it into a partisan joke, and that is ridiculous. Look, Fox News covering it right now. We have the TVs in our office. We can see what we're looking at right now. They're covering this because specifically this is a big story, and it should be treated as much, as well as the report's coming out that they're pre-screening all the questions that are going to the White House.
And clearly that one wasn't pre-screened.
I think they probably start that today. Yeah. I think they probably start that today. We'll be right back. We're taking calls. 1-800-684-3110.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Seculo Reprogram Takeover of Seculo. Hey, while you're at it, especially for those of you watching on YouTube, go subscribe to my channel. I got a lot of great content coming out every day, pretty much. I'm putting up something new, or every couple days we're doing new shows, putting up clips, little sound bites. Just find it. Just search Logan Seculo. You'll find it right there. You'll see a picture of me in the headband. I did want to clarify something, Will, before we move on to these calls. People have asked, what does the plane of today mean? And you hear that in the clip. I think we need to explain that for those of you who do not follow along what's going on these daily briefings. Early on, within the first week, she was asked specifically about the color scheme and the new paint job that President Trump had asked for Air Force One to modernize it. And her response to that was essentially, President Biden has not thought a second about this. So what she's saying is...
Right, President it makes Biden, her statement worse yeah, when you understand the context.
Yeah, because what she's saying is President Biden hasn't spent a second thinking about a branch of our military, and that's real great.
And
that makes you feel
you
good, doesn't it?
You can barely hear it, but in that quote, the reporter says, no, it's not. It's an entire branch.
Yeah.
His mic is cut lower at that point, but he clearly is like, wait a second. Don't mock my question. Don't mock the Space Force.
Can we find
Force?
Out who their reporter is and where he came from? I'd like to know that. Like, what news source does he represent? Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go to Barbara in Texas. Barbara, you got a comment that, again, I think should hit clearly with everyone.
Yeah. I grew up in the space industry. My husband, when we first got married, was stationed at NORAD with the North American Air Defense Command in Colorado Springs. From there, RCA at the Cape hired him. We were there. We were standing on the beach when the first moon landing was launched. From there, he went to California to work for Astro Aerospace, which was a subsidiary of SPAR out of Canada, and they built all the robotics for the space station. They built the remote manipulator arm that deployed the satellites from the bay of the shuttle. Some of these robotics have been used in artificial limbs and other things. And the experiments that went up on the first launches have given our scientists untold amount of information.
Absolutely, Barbara. We're still using a lot of the technology that was created back then for those original space launches and for the moon landing. Everything that's come out of that has been something that we all should actually take great pride in as Americans. And that's where you can use this as a joke. And we saw the immediate spin of the Space Force as a joke, whether it was the Netflix bomb series with Steve Carell that at least was universally panned as pretty bad. And then you had, in general, a disdain, though, for this. It became a joke. When really, this is something that not only moves us forward well in safety and security, which is what we're saying, but also to keep technology moving. The technology that has taken us to space is also the technology that has led to the creation of, like I said, the smartphone and devices that we still use.
Well, and then when you look back at the statement from Congressman Mike Rogers, we mentioned it right before the break, where he says that she blatantly diminished an entire branch of our military as the punchline of a joke, which I'm sure China would find funny. When you hear about all the advancements of 5G technology, of the satellite technology, and all the things that are happening in China when it comes to the advancement of utilizing space and utilizing the atmosphere to advance technology, it sounds futuristic because we live in 2021. Like, this is the way that the world communicates and is connected now. And when they're getting a leg up,
they don't understand. They just don't understand. They don't understand the ramifications of what we're talking about. And that is, like, that's a fundamental problem with a lot of people in government, not just Republicans and Democrats. When you're dealing with people, I mean, sadly, when you're dealing with presidents that are, you know, approaching their 80s and doing, you don't understand technology and where the future holds.
But it goes back to also, it wasn't necessarily a statement that Joe Biden gave off the cuff, unprepared. This is his press secretary. The fact that she says, I don't even know who the point of contact is, I have to find out, of a branch of military. Replace Space
Later on,
Force.
She said, hey, okay, well, you know what? They're welcome to come anytime.
That's right. We have a tweet. We can put it up on the screen that she tweeted out later.
Yeah, later on, because she saw the flak coming. And look, it's right now.
It wasn't an apology, though.
No, and it's right now one of the number one stories. I mean, it is what's on Fox News as we're broadcasting right now.
But she said, we look forward to the continuing work of Space Force and invite the members of the team to come visit us in the briefing room anytime to share an update on their important work.
That should tell you one thing. That means that at least continuing work of Space Force and the share update on their important work. What that means is at least maybe Joe Biden said, you know what? This ain't going anywhere. So the question was, is the Space Force going anywhere? And the answer to that, sorry, Press Secretary Psaki, is a no. So you know what? We can at least give that as a win there. Because what she didn't apologize, but she did clarify, by the way, it did actually not circle back and answer the question, which was, is it going away? Big no, which I at least will have to applaud whoever told her to make that tweet.
Right. Clearly a superior in the infrastructure of the administration said, hold up.
I don't know if you
need to get
this.
Some clarifying statement out there.
It's insane. It's sad. And look, we got more coming up. I think we should take this one call and then move forward. Because look, there's another person we all love to talk about, of course. That's our buddy Adam Schiff. And guess what? There's some news that maybe some of us will be applauding and be happy about. And some, again, it could get worse. But there's a little bit of me that's excited about this. And you know what? I'd like to encourage him. I'm going to encourage Adam Schiff in the next segment. So let's take this call. Lucille in Texas. And look, if you have a call about Space Force or whatever it is, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of calls in Texas today. Lucille, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. And it's just a comment of the circle back person and just her approach in talking to the public. And really what I think, what they're trying to do, this administration, is really break our will. And I really appreciate what you guys do and just pressing forward, because that's the little bit that we have. We have a strong will, and we're going to continue voicing our love for this nation, our love for Christ. And Texas is really, really just praying for you all and all the work that you all do. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lucille. I think that speaks to the sentiment of a lot of people right now.
Well, you also brought up, Logan, earlier that the unity we are seeing right now is in the White House press corps, that we're universally upset at the attempt by the Biden administration and their press office to pre-screen the questions and to try to limit the access, in a way, of the free press, something that they, in the debates and everything, criticized, you know, Trump was so nasty to the media. He was so aggressive. He called them fake news. How dare he? But yet, what is the first thing they're doing? They're not even a month in, And they're trying to limit the access that the press has to the administration.
Yeah.
Where's the transparency here?
Of course, it's all just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Honestly, on both sides, it's all just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. None of this is real. This is just how they have to get some words out there and circle back and not give you non-answers till you get a slap on the wrist, and then you have a tweet like that. Hey, let's set this up, Will, because look, I need to take some phone calls on this. I want to know if you're happy about this. You sad about it? You sad to see him maybe go? Adam Schiff.
He's looking for a career change.
Looking for a career move. Is he going to be going over to CNN? Maybe. Is he going to go over to MSNBC? Maybe. Is he going to go do something over on some of these more fringe networks? But no, what he wants to do is be, he reached out to the most popular governor in California.
That's right.
Gavin Newsom. In currently history. With an approval rating of under 30%, I believe. You know, don't quote me on that. It's in the 30s, low 30s.
40s.
40s. 40s. I don't even think that's, I know people. That's out of my friends I know in California.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't say national, statewide. I'm talking about personally. People I know, I polled them, and I said, well, how do you feel? And they're like, I don't know, I feel like 30%. Gavin Newsom, you know, the French laundryman, he specifically is getting a call from right. Adam Schiff, because he would like to be the Attorney General of California.
That's right.
And so he'd be gone. And look, you know, I'll be honest. You got to see less of him on TV. You know, that's a win-win. I don't know if I feel bad for our friends in California, because I wouldn't want that to be your attorney general. But, I mean, Lord knows if Gavin Newsom gets recalled, it may be a short period of time. I don't know how the attorney general system works in California, if it's like all states or the country. Could the next governor just be like, yeah, sorry, and then you have unemployed Adam Schiff. And you know what? That's sounding pretty good. What do you think? Do you want Adam Schiff to leave his current position? Would Nancy Pelosi like to be like, I don't know, like head of the transportation department of California? Because like, we can find other things for her to do. Anyway, so give us a call. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I mean, it's one of the top stories. It's so funny that one of the top stories is that Newsom has such a poor rating, and there could genuinely, there could be a recall. You a lot of people say that. Could be a recall of the governor of California. And at the same time, he's getting a call on the side being like, hey, I know you're busy. But like, you know, I'm looking for some change. You know, I feel like it's gotten a little stale around here. You know, now that Trump's gone, what am I going to do all day? They're not putting me on TV as much.
Right, he didn't get to be an impeachment manager again because he failed the first time.
Yeah.
They didn't let him do it the second time.
Like, I got to mix it up, you know. Gotta get that side hustle, the attorney general. All right, give us a phone call, 1-800-684-3110. Check out the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Subscribe to Will and I on YouTube. That's at youtube.com/Logan Seculo reprogram. Or just find us by searching Logan Seculo. Be right back. I want to take your calls. You ever want to hear your voice heard to millions? Call me now.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Look, sometimes you spend 10 terms in Congress and you're like, you know what? It's getting a little stale.
Time for a career change.
Time to mix stuff up. And that's exactly what's happening to Adam Schiff right now, as he reportedly has floated it. I don't know if he used a middleman. Maybe he just put it in the news.
The term used by Axios is Schiff is lobbying.
Lobbying, yeah.
Newsom to be California's next attorney general.
And you brought this up, Will. I think we need to clarify, because I didn't know how the attorney general system worked in California. But there is a hole to be filled. And that's why this isn't coming, because... Go ahead.
Yeah, so the attorney general is elected by the state to a four-year term. However, the current attorney general, he's not resigned yet because he hasn't been confirmed yet, but Javier Becerra is going to be the next director of Health and Human Services, a cabinet-level position for Joe Biden. So that will leave a vacancy, and much like a Senate vacancy or some other elected position, the governor of the state can fill that position for the remainder of the term, so he can nominate him. So what we're hearing, and this is being reported widely now, Axios had the scoop first, but Politico's got it, a lot of people have got it, that Adam Schiff really wants this job. He's been lobbying, and he's also asked for the blessing of Nancy Pelosi. And
yeah, but they have to go and bow to Pelosi before they can go make a career move, you know.
So much so that you asked, you know, is he have a middleman here? According to Politico,
Pelosi?
She has been advocating
for
Schiff's appointment.
Look, Nancy Pelosi calls, you're gonna take it. So
that's right.
Especially if you're Gavin Newsom and you're like, I don't know what to do. They don't like me anymore here. I mean, look, I listen to a lot of podcasts that are very, very liberal leaning in their politics, even though they're not about that. And I've seen even those people be like, because now, you know, California's starting to reopen. There's been all that. And those people feel lied to because they've been told for a year how bad things are in L.A., and they are, and that they should remain closed. But all of a sudden, things are opening up, and now you're seeing that's part of the turn. Part of the turn on Newsom is not just from people who are fed up with the lockdown. It's also people that are fed up that all of a sudden there's not a lockdown.
Right.
People who go, well, we believed you
for
the last year.
We're supposed to be so liberal. Right?
Yeah, we believed you for the last year. And now what you're saying is you're just a politician like everyone else and looking out for yourself. And when you saw things turn, so you're losing people from the right and the left in California. Look, there's a lot of conservatives in California. There's been Republican governors for a long time, fairly regularly in California. However, this is an interesting move from Adam Schiff. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, let's go to Dan on line 2 from Nebraska. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I want to say thank you for the work you do. God bless you. And I'm a truck driver, and I'm a small one-man company.
Thank you for what you do, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. But my own authority, and, you know, expenses are getting really, it's really, really razor thin.
Yeah.
But Adam Schiff going to California actually scares the heck out of me, because if you get somebody that's that far left,
sure,
or an extremist, or somebody who's at least willing to be bent by the extreme, you know, there's a saying, at least in trucking, where California goes, the nation will go.
Yeah, Dan.
And they've already established a very scary precedent of it with CARB and emissions and ABC, workers' rights, you know, reclassifying people. It hurts the industry. Like me, I quit going to California 2 years ago because I can't afford a $150,000 truck,
sure,
to meet their qualifications.
You know? Dan's got too many logical points, Will. See, this is, you know, I've had the fun side of this, but Dan, you're right. I mean, this is where California does impact.
And the attorney general of the state has a lot of power because they can bring the lawsuits, they can defend lawsuits,
yeah,
they can do these things to try to shape policy within the state through the way they use their justice system. But on top of that, this isn't like Adam Schiff's like, I'm going to go retire as the attorney general of California. No, no, no. His eye is on Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat, because we know that as senators age, people then go and try to position themselves to take over. It's not
right,
like she's just going to be done necessarily next week. But the fact that she's getting older as a senator and she may no longer be in that seat, he's going to have this statewide position to try to – he's already gotten a national kind of vibe.
He leaves Congress – plays around as Attorney General for a couple
of
years.
Goes back to the state, becomes...
Swings back, becomes Senate,
gets
runs for
a lot
president.
Of, a whole base there. I mean, you're not necessarily too far off. People that have those ambitions...
No, that's where they run.
That's the trajectory. You know, so that, yes, it's scary, as Dan said, because of the policy that they can enact there with that position, but also the... next steps in his career if he were to do so.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Brad in Texas. Brad, this goes back to the military comments we were making earlier about the Space Force, but let's hear from you again in the great state of Texas.
It really just gets under my skin as a retired military person when I hear one branch of the military being not ridiculed, but put down like they're not necessary.
Yeah, of course.
When we fight as one force. That's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force. It's not one doing this job and one doing that job. We work together for a greater common goal. And when I hear stuff like that, we've been raked over the coals for the last 20 years for things we've done, things we didn't do, things that we shouldn't have done, things that we might have should have done over here, but not over here. And, you know, when you're over there and you're fighting, you're wearing handcuffs because the ROE is so extreme. You know, they want results, but they want you to give them in a kinder, gentler way. Well, the enemy isn't thinking like that. And that's on every front.
Sure, Brad.
When you're talking about China, when you're talking about the Middle East, they're not playing fair.
Yeah, Brad, I think you speak for a lot of people who feel the same. This is not just a slight against one branch or one that you may think is funny because you don't understand technology and understand the importance of what's going on beyond our own atmosphere, which is insane to me. Again, I can't believe people are thinking that small. But it shows that there's general disrespect there, and hopefully this can be changed very quickly, and you can see a move within the Biden administration as well to get people in line. Because as you said, the Obama administration never quite did.
And he made a really good point that the soldiers themselves, or the Guardians in this case, or the sailors in the Navy, or the Marines, that a lot of times when the people in these positions, the administration, what their comments do, they look down upon the people serving. When they may have policy differences with the leadership of those branches, but then if you're the commander-in-chief, that's your job to then make those policy changes, whether we agree with them or not. But don't have disrespect and disdain for the members of our military.
All right, let's shift back to Adam Schiff. Let's go to Alan in California. Alan, you're in California. How do you feel?
Yeah, I just hearing that Adam Schiff is wanting to become the Attorney General of California.
Yes.
And I say, well, that would really be great. Wouldn't that be great? Now that he would come over here to California, be Attorney General, and then we can go in and recall him, and I think that would end his political days. I don't think, can he go back to Congress after?
He could, if he wanted, he'd have to win his seat back.
And that's why I kind of told you, well, it's an interesting move when you're going to the point when you have the governor potentially being recalled to then be the appointed one. But if you're right, and the goal is, well, I'm only going to do this for a little while, pop out of here, boom, head to the Senate, boom, head to the presidency. You know, you got to be careful. Do I think we're going to elect a president, Schiff? I don't believe so. I don't think he'd make it out of the primary process. I really don't. I just feel like the ridicule would be way too heavy.
He would just complain about Russia so much in the primary.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's reprogram takeover of JSecu Live. If you like this show, one of the few, you like this show, you should find the other content we do over on my YouTube channel. Look it up, Logan Seculo. You'll find it there. I'm also on all your favorite podcast players. Follow us on social media. Check out the work of the ACLJ. And hey, if you're a fan of our kids' channel, Bald Beagle, your kids are, your grandkids are. New videos coming in the next couple, next week, and then one following that. So thanks again for listening. Be back tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.